This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Welcome to the Marriage Today Podcast. I'm Jimmy Evans. I'm joined today by my wife, Karen.
Hi, it's good to be here.
Great to have you, Karen. And we are here to help you thrive in marriage and to solve any problems you may have, encourage you, maybe give you some tools to work through some issues that you have right now. And today is a very important topic. We're talking about taking the risk to forgive. Forgiveness, marriage requires forgiveness more than any other relationship.
Amen.
You know, you're just going to have... We've been married 50 years, and Karen's only had to forgive me two or three times. I have to forgive her like hundreds and hundreds of times.
Forgive him, Lord. He just lied.
So the forgiveness, there's the everyday kind of forgiveness. And, you know, Ephesians 4 says, be angry, but don't sin. Don't let the sun go down in your anger, or you'll give a foothold to the devil. And so... It says, be angry, you know, but don't sin. Don't justify bad behavior because you're angry. And it said, don't let the sun go down on that or you give a foothold to, Diabolos is the word there, and the word means slander. And so when we got married, Karen, you were a normal, healthy woman, but and you had issues, but I had bigger issues than you did. But I went to bed on my anger for 3 years. And so what happens when you go to bed on anger and you don't forgive is the devil, Diabolos, he comes and interprets your spouse to you. In other words, what makes the devil so dangerous is stealth. When in the Garden of Eden, the devil took the form of a serpent because that's his nature. He's stealthy. The devil doesn't want us to know it's him. He wants us to think it's us. So the way I say it to people is if you've gone to bed on anger with your spouse, the next morning when you wake up, you've been counseled by the devil and you don't know it. Because see, what the devil convinced me of two things related to you. The first is you were all the problem.
Thank you.
Well, that's what I felt. I was wrong. But the other thing I felt was I made a mistake. I shouldn't have married you. I mean, I totally 100% believed that until the Lord really set me free when I repented to you for the way that I had treated you. And so I'm saying forgiveness is not an option. When Jesus taught us the Lord's Prayer, the only part, it says, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. In Matthew 6, the only part of the prayer he repeated was, if you forgive the sins of others, your sins will be forgiven. If you don't forgive the sins of others, they won't be forgiven. So this issue of forgiveness is a daily issue. And one of the most important disciplines in a good marriage is not to go to bed angry.
Well, I think it's, I always go back to, it's one of the commandments that God gives. He says, if you want to be forgiven, you have to forgive. Yeah. And that always put a fear in me. It's like, I need to be forgiven. I know that. I know myself. I need to be forgiven whether I had a bad attitude, how I talked to somebody, whatever it is. And so to be forgiving, you know, it's a healthy thing that God has required of us is because there's a reason for it.
That's right.
If you don't forgive, then bitterness gets in there.
That's right.
And it starts festering and it causes, and you can't hide it. Once it's in there, it starts festering and then it starts seeping out and it affects everything around you. It's where that bitter root scripture comes from, that it begins to defile everything and everyone that's around you. So, you know, to me personally, forgiveness has just always been something that I really, really, really every single day make sure that I check my heart. I ask the Lord to check my heart. And trust me, I have a situation right now from the past that I have to ask the Lord to give me grace to forgive every single day.
Yeah.
Because it's an injustice that's never been made right.
Right.
And so, but I don't want anything.
But there's a difference between indignation and bitterness.
Right.
Because I have the same feelings about that situation that you do. And I've prayed about it many times. And I asked the Lord one day, I said, am I bitter? And the Lord said, no, you're just indignant. I'm not bitter. You know, I don't want bad things for them. I just want.
And you and I are really good about checking each other. Like if we feel like either one of us were becoming bitter, we would challenge each
exactly.
other and make sure that we get the help and, you know, work through it and blah, blah, blah.
It comes out of your mouth. It comes out of your behavior mm-hmm. when you're bitter, when you're angry. When you're angry toward your spouse, unforgiving, you immediately begin to withdraw from them.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, when you're going to bed on anger, the devil's going to come, Diabolos is going to come and get a foothold in that. He's going to interpret your spouse and slander your spouse to you. And then you begin to see him through different eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And rather than being this wonderful person that you married, that you're in love with, all of a sudden they're the devil.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you begin to withdraw from them. You begin to blame them for mm-hmm. everything. And so it takes, so let's talk, Cameron, just a minute about, let's say there's a man.
Hey there, Jimmy Evans here, and today I want to share something with you that's changed the way so many people approach sleep entirely. It's Cozy Earth bedding. They sent us some sheets and sleeping sets, and they are the softest thing we've ever felt. The softness was remarkable, akin to nothing we've ever experienced. For anyone who values their sleep as much as I do, Cozy Earth is a game changer. What impresses me most about Cozy Earth isn't just the incredible softness or the temperature regulation, it's the commitment to quality. All of their products come with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. They're built to endure, and that's something I stand behind. I recommend Cozy Earth to everyone, friends, family, you name it. Here's a special offer just for you. Use promo code MARRIAGE35 at CozyEarth.com to take 30% off your order. Trust me, this is a deal you want to take advantage of. Head over to CozyEarth.com and use the code MARRIAGE35. For 35% off. Discover the Cozy Earth difference tonight. Sleep better, live better, good night, and take care.
He's had an affair, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And there's two kinds of affairs that a man may have. One is a one-night stand. He's on a business trip, has a one-night stand.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is a long-term affair, which is much more devastating.
Mm-hmm.
Both are bad, okay? But let's say that he comes and repents to his wife. Now, it could be a wife. I'm just using the husband as an example. It could be a wife. And he repents to his wife. Okay. Now, the better scenario is he repents. The worst scenario is he's caught.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because then she's going to feel much more violent. So, can you forgive and not give trust?
I think you have to earn trust.
That's exactly right.
I think that once you violated a relationship that way, because that is a violation,
yeah.
And you have to earn that trust back. And
no.
And hopefully the repentance is true. And if it is, then time will tell. And, you know, for someone to resent, why can't you just forgive? Why can't you just forget? That is so unfair.
You can't.
It's like, it had to be like saying, oh, yeah, you raped my child, but oh, no, I can forget that. No, you can't.
Yeah.
It's like it's in you forever.
Yeah.
And but yes, God can heal anyone. And God can heal any marriage. And yes, God gives grace every single day to be able to forgive the most violent acts. And but it takes time, you know, and it takes a, you know, maybe some counseling, maybe some outside help to get through the emotional part of that. That's just, or in your mind, because sometimes that's where the enemy will get in, and he just plays those thoughts over and over and over and over in your mind, and it's like, I want to forgive, but I can't stop thinking about it.
Well, forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting. And by the way, you said that trust is earned 100%, and that is, and I wrote in my book Four Laws of Love, trust is earned in drops and lost in buckets.
Mm-hmm.
And the trust that you've earned over 20 years, you can lose in 20 minutes
mm-hmm.
By irresponsible words, behavior, whatever it might be. And then you have to earn it back. Now, the person who is not truly repentant will say, you just need to forget it
mm-hmm.
and forgive me. And you know, I want trust immediately. No, whatever it is, whether it's the man or the woman, you're through consistent behavior. You have to fill the bucket back up one drop at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't demand it. It's going to take. And if the person isn't willing to do that, it just means they're not repentant. So I can forgive, but you're going to have to earn back my trust. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I can forgive. I can't forget.
Mm-mm.
Okay. But it doesn't mean that I have to forget. Forgiveness means I'm not going to punish you
mm-hmm.
for what has happened. Okay. Now, again, if someone, you know, commits a crime against me, they rob my house, or they, you know, try to kill me or something, I can forgive them. That doesn't mean they're not going to go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there can be legal. It doesn't mean I'm not going to reproach them. It just means I forgive them. I'm not going to hold it against them. I'm not trying to seek vengeance against them. In the case of my spouse, Karen, marriage takes a ton of grace.
Mm-hmm.
And see, there's a grace relationship and there's a transactional relationship. A transactional relationship means you're going to get exactly from me what you give to me,
mm-hmm.
and not one bit more.
Mm-hmm.
It's tit for tat.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do something to me, you're going to get it back. Okay, well, that's just every dog, every animal in the animal kingdom has the same kind of relationship.
Mm-hmm.
The grace relationship says, I'm going to give you better than you deserve. Mm-hmm. That's what Jesus did for me. You don't have to earn everything. If we have a problem, we're going to sit and talk about it. But I'm going to give you better than you deserve. In 1 Peter 3, where it's talking about redemptive love, it tells women, you love your husbands. When he's doing wrong, you love him with a gentle and quiet spirit, and you can win him without a word. It tells husbands, live with your wives with understanding as a fellow heir of the grace of life,
mm-hmm.
lest your prayers be hindered.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you treat her as an equal in Christ, and you value her. So you don't return evil for either. You have to forgive in marriage, number one, period. Let me say this, even if you divorce,
mm-hmm.
let's just say that your spouse has done something to you and it's really horrible and you end up divorcing him. If you don't forgive, you're going to take that into your next marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it's a man or a woman, you're going to take that in the next marriage. And the punishment, see, when you don't forgive, you're going to spit it on everybody around you.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't forgiven a mother or father, your spouse is going to get the worst of it. Not them. It could be a person that's even dead, but the people who are alive are going to hear it through your words, through your behavior. So as the old saying, Karen, forgiveness doesn't make them right. It just makes me free.
Well, I remember clips of people being interviewed that have been married forever, like 100 years. And they said, what's the secret to your marriage? Forgiving every day. You have to keep short accounts.
That's
you know?
Right.
Just keep short accounts. And if something's bothering you, be honest and say, you know, I know it's nothing, but this is bothering me. I need to get off my chest, you know, but whatever. Just keep short accounts and forgive every single day.
Every day. That's one of the hallmarks of a healthy marriage. We're not going to go to bed angry. And so someone might say, well, I try to make things right, but my spouse won't. Even if your spouse won't talk to you about it, you can devil-proof your heart. You can forgive and you can say, Lord, I forgive him. I don't want Diabolos to come and take advantage of this. I am upset.
Mm-hmm.
But I forgive and I make a commitment to love them. That takes care of your own heart until you're able to talk it over with your spouse. Again, I want to say, you can't solve a problem on your own. Get help. Go to counseling, Christian counseling, a pastor, a leader. We have counseling here at XO Marriage. We call them mediators. It's XO Mediators, and you can find it on xomarriage.com. And we have hourly, half day, daily, 2 day, all kinds of help that can help you through any problem that you're going through. So be sure and contact us if you're having problems like that. Let me also say, Karen and I have a new book. It's called I Will. It's a 365-day devotional, a devotional for couples for every single day. Couples who pray together daily have a 1% chance of divorce. And what we want you to do, take 2 or 3 minutes, 4 minutes, read this devotional, say a short prayer together, and I promise you it'll make a huge difference in your marriage. You can also give it as a gift, because it's written to be given to people who are getting married, or a gift edition. And so you can give it to somebody else, but it's called I Will. It's a 365-day devotional written by Karen and me. You can get it on xomarriage.com or amazon.com. We hope that you've enjoyed this today. We'll see you next time right here on the Marriage Day Podcast.
Hey, this is Brent Evans with XO Marriage, and I want to thank you for listening to the Marriage Today Podcast. We believe your marriage has a 100% chance of success if you do it God's way. If you enjoyed today's teaching and want to keep learning, hey, subscribe to the Marriage Today Podcast and take some time to leave us a review. Your reviews help us spread the word and can encourage someone else in need. For more great marriage content, check out xomarriage.com, where you can see all of our marriage building resources, articles, and live events.